This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO is concerned about North Korea's reckless missile tests and nuclear weapons program. While the war in Ukraine has ramifications for Asia, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin on Sunday.
We also know that North Korea is providing military support to the Russian war efforts with rockets and missiles, and this just highlights how we are interconnected.
Stoltenberg in remarks at the beginning of the meeting citing allegations that Pyongyang is providing military support to the Russian war efforts. At least 51 people were killed in two separate transport accidents in western Pakistan on Sunday when a bus plunged off a bridge and a boat carrying a class of children capsized. 41 are so far confirmed after the bus crash in the southwestern province, while at least 10 students died in the boating accident in the northwest, officials said. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for the end of violence in the Holy Land after a fatal Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin resulted in the death of 10 Palestinians in response to the killing of 7 people by a Palestinian gunman. Seven people, including a 14-year-old, were shot dead on Friday in the attack, the worst on Israelis in the Jerusalem area since 2008. Which drew wide international condemnation and heightened fears of an already spiraling violence escalating further. The Israeli military said on Saturday it was sending additional troops into the West Bank, which has seen months of worsening clashes that culminated in 2022 with the highest death toll, including militants and civilians, in more than a decade. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.